Hey, welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Austin's still oversleeping from last night on Hagman for almost an hour and a half. I was on with John Moore this morning, so both of us kind of geeked up a little bit. So
don't take attention factor at 9 p.m.
No,
highly not recommended.
I would just see the purple stick at 7 be done with it.
Well, we're trying to get everything done for our customers. We got the VIP ship coupon.
Oh, well, you guys have responded to that.
You did.
Oh, by the way, I'm going to say this before we start anything about the VIP. No P.O. boxes. Okay, let me say it one more time. No P.O. boxes. Oh, by the way, did you hear that I said no P.O. boxes? They won't let us ship to a P.O. box with UPS.
Here's the thing. The entire purpose of what we're doing with this program yesterday and today, and we're giving you guys free express shipping, is to get away from the Postal Service. That's the primary goal. They've become incredibly inefficient, overpriced, horrible customer service.
You know why? Because Amazon stopped using them.
Oh, yeah,
they had a massive drop in revenue.
And I found this out too. Spirit Airlines was one of the main flyers for Post Office. USPS.
How's that working out for the Postal Service?
There's cheap flights. They were low packages, but they're
still flying Spirit Airlines. So some of those planes are still flying. They're phasing them out.
Barely. Yeah. And I don't think Post Office wants to put all their eggs in that basket. So apparently they've been looking at Frontier now. So we'll see what that happens.
You know, you think about it. Amazon has those fleet of jets.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had to sit there and wait on the tarmac for these idiots to take off.
Americans subsidized all of Amazon. You guys have supported. You subsidized their infrastructure building. Those Boeing 777s didn't get paid for with hopes and dreams.
Hey, at least it's better than a 787. Yeah. That 787 Dreamliner's been a nightmare, man. One of them's already crashed. They have all kinds of structural problems. It was the first plane that was built almost entirely out of carbon fiber. I did a big thing on it. That's why I did a bunch of research on it.
I love carbon fiber, but apparently it was not.
That 787, try to stay off of 787s. But at least Amazon's using 777s. That's a good plane.
It's a good plane. And the reason why, and so going back to what we're doing now, that coupon code's good for today only until like 3:30. It's the VIP ship. VIP.
And the reason for that, we want to get it out today so you can try to get it to you by tomorrow. That's why we're doing it. That's why we're shutting it off at 3:30.
Trying to get everything for the weekend. My main goal, and I told you guys this, and I said it on Hagman yesterday, is I'm absolutely tired of the horrific, horrendous like service with Post Office. So we're subsidizing all this. It's costing a lot of money, but I want to give you guys that offer. Normally, the VIP shipping is $19.95. It's completely free today on orders over $190 or more, $199. And type in the code VIP ship and click the shipping for expedited, and it's free.
No P.O. boxes.
No P.O. box. I talked to a really good customer yesterday. Great customer out in New Mexico, and he had his P.O. box on the account. I got a hold of him. Great guy. We cleared it up. We got him a physical address. He was excited anyways because he hates the Post Office. He just had that address in his account, and we cleared it up. And he told me, he goes, dude, it's frustrating. Austin goes, one of the last times I ordered. He goes, you know, I'm in New Mexico. You're in Florida. He goes, went from Florida to Pennsylvania, from Pennsylvania to Alaska, from Alaska to New Mexico. And what's happened is now the Post Office is trying to get packages on any flight they can out of Florida. And it's happening with everybody. It's not just me.
Well, the Post Office is racked with legacy costs because of pensions. Because the problem with any other corporation at this point, they would have to file bankruptcy.
Yeah.
But because they're on tax dollars, they get more subsidies, more money. And I'm not picking on you if you're a postal employee.
No, I'm not either.
And you're getting 80% of your income for the rest of your life, and you don't have to do anything. I got it, all right? But the United States can't afford that. And they think, well, you should have thought about that before you made that contract with us. I got that. All right? But we've got a real problem. So many companies have gone out of business due to legacy costs because of pensions. It happens all the time, except for one that's government subsidized. And here's the problem. I don't really care if they've got pensions. I don't care about that. I'm happy for you. But what I care about is that the Post Office can't maintain itself. It's so inefficient.
Yeah, and that's the problem. That's the issue. And just like that, for example, you got a package in Florida. It goes from us. It goes to Tampa and Ybor. It flew out of Tampa to Pennsylvania. This package was the guy yesterday.
And this is priority mail.
This is priority mail. And the thing is, you know, I told Rubens yesterday, I said, it's crazy because pre-COVID, you know, 2016, 2017, priority mail was pretty top tier. It was usually to everybody in about 2 to 3 business days, if you remember this.
But Amazon started using
them. Amazon started using them. They started losing an enormous amount of money on their Amazon contracts. In fact, they this made me so mad. They were the only company in the entire world that actually got the Post Office to deliver on Sunday their packages only.
Which they don't do anymore now.
So, again, I digress. make sure, take advantage of it, VIP ship, if you guys want to enjoy that big sale right now that's going on for today, only until this afternoon.
Well, remember, the post office is a big DEI employer.
It was.
Now, stop. Now, Trump stopped a lot of that. I'll give him kudos on that. The problem is they're putting people into positions of authority with them who could not make proper decisions.
And they were making enormous. I mean, you had people in there that were postmasters that were making $100,000 a year, and they literally had no idea what they were doing at all from a logistics standpoint. I mean, they were morons. I've talked to them personally.
Me too.
What about your shipping logistics? You're going from this city, we're doing here. I know Trumps. And they go, what do you mean? Dude, you're the postmaster. I shouldn't tell you how to do your job, bro. How do I know more than you about logistics at your own company? What do you mean? I'm done. Like, I mean, idiots in positions.
Well, no, and then they get people in there who can't basically maintain their attitude with the customers, and they treat people like they're insane. I'm talking about the postal person's acting insane. That's why the term postal came up, and they start shooting people. We had one of those on our route. And I've covered it before, so I'm not going to mention it again. But when you have people that act like that in the normal society, they get fired. I mean, they're terminated. You got somebody cussing and screaming at a customer, they're gone. And even if you're rude to a customer, you're gone. But they just, because they're like civil servants and they were in the military or whatever, and they're suffering with severe PTSD or whatever's wrong with that guy, they just leave him on until he finally retired. Now he's making 80% of his salary. That's what a friend of mine told me. He goes, yeah, I'm making 80% of my salary that I made the whole time. I don't have to do anything anymore. It's great.
Hey, we're 20 years.
Oh, by the way, Fauci has backed out of the voluntary testimony he was going to do, and Rand Paul now slaps him with a new subpoena.
I saw a subpoena. Yeah.
Okay. Basically, he's going to force Dr. Anthony Fauci to appear, but he's not going to say anything. He's going to do fifth, always fifth, no matter what. It's the fifth. That's all he's going to do.
I showed you that one skit with Dave Chappelle.
Oh, God, it was funny.
He's like under federal indictment as a drug dealer. And like, sir, have you ever sold drugs? Like, the fifth. It was a big spoof, but that's exactly what you're going to have happen with this. He's not.
Well, no, because
if he shows
remember,
up.
Remember, his pardon that he got from, you know, the.
It doesn't go forward, does it?
No, it does not.
Yeah.
Remember, he got that pardon from the guy who liked to poop in his pants on the platform. Remember that with the auto pen? Remember that one? And so the problem with all of this is if he perjures himself or does something else now, that pardon doesn't go forward like that. It's retroactive from when it was issued. That's why when he volunteered to do that, I knew he was never going to do it. And then Tulsi Gabbard, she gets out of the office. And Mossy, when she gets out of the office, I got to give Tulsi credit because Tulsi was pretty sick of all of it. She finally, she says up and she actually releases a statement. I'm releasing never-before-seen communications and documents exposing how Dr. Fauci provided millions in U.S. taxpayer dollars to fund dangerous gain-of-function research in the Wuhan lab, worked with politicized elements within the intelligence community to suppress the truth about his actions and hide the virus lab leak origins, and lied to Congress under oath in 2024. That's why he got pardoned. It's time you know the truth. Many of us suspected these truths since the early days of COVID hysteria in the spring of 2020. There were enough facts floating around, even in the public back then, to recognize that the virus had most likely been emerged from a Chinese laboratory in Wuhan, and that the Wuhan lab had received hundreds of millions of dollars in financial support from Fauci's directed allocation of U.S. taxpayer funds. 6 years ago, those of us who wrote about these facts were called conspiracy theorists and right-wing nut jobs. We were censored, demonetized, taken off of YouTube, have millions and millions of YouTube videos pulled down, happened to me, and targeted for internet cancellation. They did that. Today, everything we wrote about has been proven right. Now Fauci's going to be put underneath the scrutiny. But the point is, 555, that's all he's going to do, unless he's an idiot. Yeah, because Trump's not going to pardon him, I don't think.
No, no way. Not on that topic with it. The thing about it is, there's so much dirt that's come out about that piece of garbage now and what he did. Remember, it looks like a rat. That piece is, man, makes me want to cuss when I talk about this guy, because I watched people die because of his policies. He is the lead instrumental person that got remdesivir as a standard of care procedure in the hospital. If you don't understand what that means, remdesivir was shelved after 2016 when they did clinical trials in Africa on Ebola patients. The remdesivir started to cause complete liver, kidney, lung shutdown.
Liquefy the organs.
Shut down. Within 5 days, the liver values were so high, they had to pull majority of the participants off.
They're dead.
Shelf the product. Suddenly, out of nowhere, 5 years later, Fauci, we got remdesivir. Oh, zero clinical trials on any more studies with it. It says it's an antiviral. Standard of care, meaning when you go to the hospital and you get admitted, the hospital had to give you remdesivir because it was standard of care. If they didn't, they were liable. Then everybody started realizing people go in the hospital with remdesivir. They got a cough, rough COVID.
Now they want to put on ventilators.
Got a little fever. Mm-hmm. They put them on remdesivir. Literally within 3 to 5 days, what'd they say? Pulmonary edema. Lungs are filling up with water. Why are lungs filling up with water? Because the liver and kidneys were completely shutting down from remdesivir. This is documented, by the way, guys, with the studies on this, what it did to the body. Once the kidneys can't flush water out, what happens? The body starts swelling up. You start going to edema. The lungs fill up with fluid. Oh, he's got pneumonia. Lungs are full of fluid. Put him on a respirator, which is the worst thing you could do when you keep somebody on remdesivir because they can't get the fluid out. It keeps building up in their lungs while they're on a respirator, and they would basically drown to death in their own lung fluid.
And it'd swell up like a toad.
It was horrible. Mm-hmm. Saw it happen to people, and we couldn't do anything about it. And the thing that made me so mad about it is that nobody would address it. The hospitals kept doing it because it was standard of care, and they got $30,000 to $60,000 to $80,000 to $100,000 in some cases per COVID death if that was the check mark on the box. So don't forget who this piece of garbage is and what he did to the American population and what he did to the hospital industrial complex. Weaponized them.
He needs to be tried for treason. What he needs
100%. 100%.
You know, I mean, you know, any death that could be linked to an mRNA injection must now be treated as a death due to the COVID virus.
Yep.
Children and healthy adults will be forced to take the mRNA injections. The experimental RNA injections would prevent infection, illness, and death. Did not. Experimental mRNA injections were effective vaccines. They were not. Natural immunity was ineffective. It was very effective. Mask. Church, school, business closures, home. That's one of the reasons we have such high inflation, by the way. Home confinement, 6-foot separation, restrictions on travel, isolation of ill and dying loved ones from their families, a general moratorium on funerals. Your grandmother, I'm going to say this, was put in the hospital with COVID.
Yeah,
now, she was not given remdesivir because I pitched a fit. I said, not happening, not going to happen. Talked to the doctor. And she was in there for, 6-8 weeks?
Oh, yeah.
They wouldn't let her out. She's getting too much money from her Social Security, Medicare, whatever it was. Finally, Sharon said, I want my mom out of the hospital. So I called up the hospital. And I said, we need Shirley released. Today, we're picking her up. No, you cannot have her out. I said, let me explain to you what's going to happen next. I'm coming there with a sheriff.
Yep.
And we're going to come in with a sheriff because you are holding her against her will. This is kidnapping. And we're going to file a lawsuit on you guys unlike the world has ever seen. And we're going to have the sheriff come in and have her extricated. She no longer has COVID. I want her at the stinking front door at 2 o'clock. We're picking her up.
Yeah.
And guess what?
Oh, yeah.
She was at the front door at 2 o'clock.
Well, like you said, what happened was they weaponized the hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
So the hospitals, she was still a COVID patient. No positive test for COVID, no symptoms, but a COVID patient. So they were checking box every single day. Check, 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 check. And for someone, you know, I still can't figure this out. Where in the heck did all the money go from the hospitals that they were making? Hundreds of millions of dollars per hospital.
These hospitals are owned by BlackRock, State Street,
there you
Vanguard.
Go. Thank you. You go to the hospitals, they're still dilapidated. You go to the hospital, they're hell holes in some of them still. And it's like,
You don't want to touch anything.
You don't touch anything. But yet they had hundreds of thousands of COVID patients over years of period.
Getting $100,000 a pop.
Millions upon millions of dollars.
Billions of dollars.
And like nothing changed the hospital. Nothing got remodeled. Nothing got expanded. And I'm like,
but boy, the shareholders got big bonuses.
Yeah, they sure did, didn't they? Funny how that worked. Funny how every single major local business was told they weren't essential. You're not essential. Hey, Costco is. Sam's is, Amazon is, Walmart is, you're not essential. That was the biggest crack of just, I'm trying to
cut. Are we live on YouTube this morning?
I looked it up earlier. I don't think anybody's on there. Yeah, we are live on YouTube.
There you go.
I'm a little.
are we taking comments?
I just put good morning up.
Oh, by the way, Jenny McCarthy.
If you're anybody, I'm in the live chat, by the way, guys. Today's been a little shuffled with a lot of stuff going on. So
I got good news. I like this. Jenny McCarthy and Donnie Wahlberg have surrendered to God and are serving Jesus.
Good for them.
You think, well, wait a minute. Is that true? Yeah, it's true. I tell you what, I'm pretty excited about that because, you know, Jenny McCarthy, she was with Jim Carrey for a while. And sometimes he'd actually say stuff that was right.
But they went off on vaccines.
Oh, boy, did they.
The shots.
And now she's talking about Jesus all the time. So I posted this article and I just want to give her kudos for all that. I'm really, really happy. Also, I covered an article this morning on John Moore. And I want to cover a little bit of it because I want to just cover a little bit of what it's saying. It says, bring back the patriarchy. Have you read this yet? I sent it to you.
I have not.
It said, it says, empowering an odd collection of feminazis and soy boys and pronoun people and emotional nutcases and women pretending to be men and men pretending to be women has produced a dysfunctional world that makes no sense.
That's a fact.
We've got gays celebrating Muslim jihadists who like to, and these Muslims, same Muslims like to throw the gays off the buildings for sport. If you're gay, why do you support that? We've got Me Too pink hat ladies defending pedophiles and rapists from decorated military veterans now serving as ICE agents. We have male Democratic Party politicians. You're like this one. Harnessed with strange contraptions to allow them to breastfeed adopted babies because them and their gay buddy got a kid. That's weird. We have Hillary Clinton clones wearing pantsuits and using the lowest register of their vocal cords to bark orders in the most raspy, gruff, masculine, butch dyke lesbian voice they can muster. Yeah. Remember when Hillary Clinton and other female politicians used to stare up at the stars just beyond the glass ceiling and wistfully ponder, what a wonderful world it would be if only women were in charge. Yeah, I want you to ask how that worked out for Angela Merkel and what she did to Germany. And he goes, and in 2026, does anybody believe women, the missing link to global peace? Have you seen the Minneapolis harpies screaming in their faces of ICE agents? A harpy is a demonic angel-type being that's like a demon god that basically is always female, and it's got talons and fangs, and it's like screaming like something out of the pit of hell, which it is. So we have a lot of these women who act like that. You kind of ask yourself a question. What in the world were they thinking? So what will you say about toxic masculinity? But when boys grow up learning how to take care and throw a punch, they become men capable of both aggression and restraint. You don't have to get hit in the face too many times for figuring out a few things. Number one, don't start what you can't finish. You learn that one real quick. If they're a lot bigger than you, you try to negotiate. Or you're going to get beat up and you know it. Not every personal slight requires a response. The art of compromise is practiced best by those who've witnessed firsthand the cost of conflict. When fighting and warring are dismissed as unnecessary aberrations arising from dangerous masculinity, vital human lessons are never learned. Being a leader is not about shouting orders. It's about putting yourself in harm's way enough time to learn the safest passions. Successful leaders are not anointed. They struggle and keep moving forward until everyone else is following. Now, I love this next sentence. Masculinity is about far more than physicality or force. It's about the willingness to use one's strength to protect a wife, a family, a community, and your country. Building bigger muscles means nothing if those muscles are just for show. Strengthening the body and mind is masculine only when it is done with the aim of becoming a better man. Violence, this is really good. Listen to this last sentence I'm going to read. Violence untethered from moral constraint and wisdom is evil. However, when strong men obey God and serve the Holy Spirit, serve Jesus, and they use their gifts to protect others, masculine virtue is invaluable, and without that, a society cannot sustain itself. And this is what happened in Rome. They stopped raising masculine men. Everybody decided they wanted to be gay and bisexuals, a bunch of weirdos. And
well, they did. They started having the big orgies.
And that's why Paul says over and over and over in the Bible, because it was written at that same time, don't go to orgies. I mean, Paul's going to say that.
Now, he says it repeatedly,
no,
too.
And the thing about it is, because he saw what was happening. And see, you think, we don't have war. Yeah, we do. We still have all that same filth that's going on right now. It never went away. It's part of the ancient Canaanite religions. Watch the movie without your children present and hopefully edited, eyes wide shut. You'll see what they're involved in. This goes on all the time. Mancow, my buddy Mancow, went to South. He was in San Diego, and they invited him to this Babylonian party or whatever they called it, and he went there, and it was a giant orgy. I won't even tell you what he saw, and he turned around and walked out. Next day, they warned him on the street, if you talk to anybody about what you saw, you will cease to exist. And so this is the problem that we have nowadays, is that we think that these sexual aberrations and all these crazy things that these people are involved in, that they're all okay because everybody does it. No, everybody doesn't do it. That's how we end up with open marriages and all the rest of this filth. When you walk away from God's word and men stop being men, suddenly this filth comes upon you because there is no longer a moral constraint. The Bible says without a vision, okay, my people perish. It also says without basically constraint, there is no vision. And what it means is if you don't know where to stop things and where to go with things if you don't know the truth and how to stop it, it just gets out of hand really fast with human beings because of the freedom of will we were given. This is a great experiment that God did with us. That's why he wants you to serve him and obey his commands, for that is the sole duty of man. And we need to understand that Jesus Christ came here for us, for this, to protect us and to give us strength. always, always remember this and pray that Fauci gets his just rewards, which I don't think is going to happen because he's going to be protected by his pardon if he keeps his mouth shut. But boy, you talk about it, one of the most hated people on the planet 6 years ago was Fauci.
Well, that's why this indie producer now, independent film producer, they've been producing a movie now about a release. It's called State of Deception. It's a COVID film. And it basically brings all the receipts. I have not watched it yet, so I can't promote it.
What movie was it?
It's called State of Deception.
Where's it playing?
I don't know. It hasn't been released yet. It's a full independent film that they basically...
I hope it makes
sense. Basically, a bunch of people that had a lot of money that really hated COVID and really hated Fauci and really hated the entire concept of what was around that in 2020 plus got together and said, we're going to do all the research. We're going to bring all the receipts. And we're going to make a film on this. That's what I've been told. Now, again, I haven't watched it. I don't know what it's going to roll out as. But basically, a former congressman, Jason Lewis, he said the bigger issue is how many people were hurt and how nobody will accept any blame for anything, how they've continued to kick the can down the road. And he goes, and the fact that they're still rolling out new RNA gene therapy shots from the FDA right now, to this day, I just covered it last week.
Because the entrenched dogma can't be gotten rid of.
See, here's the thing. If they come out now, They dug in so deep. We've got to dig them out. Hopefully this film digs them out like the cockroaches that they are. Is that if they come in now and say, we're dumping RNA gene therapy, the COVID thing was a complete disaster. Everybody's going to go, what do you mean? So I got it for nothing? I'm sick because of nothing? I did all this because of nothing? Yeah.
Took those shots because of nothing, and all the boosters because of nothing. Like my buddy Steve down in Miami right now, whose brother took all the boosters. And now he has senile dementia so bad he doesn't know who he is anymore. Because you inject a bunch of sandspurs into your bloodstream. That's called the coronavirus, little sandspurs. Has tends to block blood vessels, feed the brain. So now all of a sudden memories start disappearing. People start acting weird. People start having all these health problems. People start having lung problems. All the rest of it,
remember
guys.
These photo shoots they did? They were going in there blocking off people's doors. Remember the videos of them welding people's doors shut so they couldn't leave their house in Shanghai?
That actually happened in Shanghai.
No, they had to have the visual perception of it going completely and totally sideways and treating everybody like animals, worse than dogs, in China to get everybody's attention here. So that's what it did, remember? All this video footage.
And it happened. In the beginning, it worked on everybody. Then finally, I started asking. He started asking, wait a minute.
Well,
They're doing it again.
I started asking the question. Why are we watching so much footage that's coming out of China? It's the China Communist Party. All they do is produce propaganda.
And they were put in position of power by the Rothschild banking cartel.
Why in the world is every single mainstream media outlet covering footage all day, every day from the Communist Party of China that they're releasing and giving to us?
Fear porn, baby.
There you go. $1 million answer. And so again, my friends, don't be deceived. This won't be the last time they pull a stunt like this. I promise you on that. It's been too productive as far as controlling the population. Now, here's a study that came out pretty interesting. It says ultra-processed food linked to measurable drops in human attention span. Researchers found that every 10% increase in ultra-processed food intake links to measurable decline in attention performance, even in adults without dementia. They said brain fog, distractibility, slower thinking, mental fatigue all appear long before obvious memory loss and reflect early metabolic stress in the brain. But we talked about
inflammation.
They pretty much have come out now and talked about dementia, Alzheimer's. It's just like almost type 3 diabetes. The issues you start running into is the inflammatory markers inside of the brain.
Unstable blood sugar.
Exactly. Research identified inflammation, unstable blood sugar, impaired cellular energy production, and cardiometabolic dysfunction as major pathways linking ultra-processed foods to higher dementia risk. And, you know, it's interesting.
Removing seed oils and packaged ultra-processed foods.
Ultra-processed foods while rebuilding your diet around whole foods, healthy carbs, movement.
Supplements.
Movement. I'm going to say it for everybody in the back that didn't hear me. Movement, not being a sedentary slug. I can't reiterate that anymore. Sitting around, and I know this because I preach to myself on it, because I'm always on the phone, on the laptop, on the computer, at the office, and there'll be times where I start responding to emails, and I don't get up. I don't move for like 2-3 hours. I get so zoned in. I also look at the clock. It's like 3:30. I've been sitting there since noon, and I'm answering everybody's emails, but I'm like, I can feel it. Circulatory. Just everything's just, ugh. I get up. I'll go for a walk. The other day, I walked to the fire department down the street. got him, walked out. I was like, I got to walk. I got to move. I can't sit here all day. And so you've got to stay active. And then usually later on in the morning or later after work or both after the show or in at night, I'll do the round trampoline. I'll get some exercise. Moving. It doesn't even matter if you're going in there trying to lift heavy weight. That's not even the point I'm talking about. Getting active and getting exercise, going for a walk.
And stretching.
Stretching is a big one.
If I don't stretch, because I'm the same way, Austin, as I try to move all the time. I try to walk all the time. I like to go on 3-4 mile walks. Now it's a stinking hot down here.
It's
with the
rough outside, man.
You have to do either first thing in the morning or in the early evening when the sun's going down. But then you have to deal with the aerial arthropods who want to inject you with all.
The other day, I was going to go do something with Hunter before he went up. Some
mosquitoes.
Well, yeah, it was like 3 or 4 in the afternoon. I pulled up. It said basically with the humidity factor and the sun UV factor, it felt like it was 112.
Yeah,
and I was like, I walked outside. I started walking. I was like, I'm gonna pass. I'm just going to go do elliptical in the cardio room.
In the AC.
I mean, I don't mind. I can handle the heat. I worked out in the heat my whole life when I was younger. But at the end of the day, it's just the heat. If you're used to it, when I used to work construction, you get more adapt to it. Mm-hmm. You're used to it. When you're inside and you're outside, and you're inside and you're outside, and then you start, suddenly you're out in the sun, direct sunlight for 4, 5, 6, 7 hours straight. Dude, it wears you out down here in Florida.
And make sure you do calf raises. Very important. And there's a stretch. Because I'm not warmed up. But this is – can you see me in the camera, Rich? At least most of me?
I don't think so.
At all?
Okay. Yeah.
You grab your leg like this and pull it up like this.
The backside, yeah.
That stretches the knee out, and that stretches out the hamstrings, and that stretches out the ankles and the calves.
Do you have shorts on?
I have shorts. Yeah, of course I have shorts.
You don't wear jeans for the show?
No, I don't wear jeans for the show. You keep it sub-tundra in here, man. It's like –
I'm wearing jeans. I'm trying to look professional. I'm on a live show on YouTube, guys. I'm trying to look, at least professional for
and
you guys.
Here I was showing how spry and limber I still
am. Pretty limber. I mean, I know 40-year-olds that can't even do that.
Well, no, I know most people can't do that. And the problem is if you don't do that on a regular basis, you'll lose it.
Yeah.
And if you lose it, your knees are going to start tightening up. You're going to start having knee pain. You're going to start having heel spurs and ankle pains and all kinds of other things. And then you have to do calf raises every day. I do them every single day. I do those stretches. That's why it's so easy for me to do those. You think, I can't believe you're that flexible. I'm like, well, thank you. But the reality
flexibility is key. And here's the issue that happens. When you start eating ultra-processed foods and you don't take anti-inflammatory supplements like GHI and COD, your inflammation goes to the roof. And then you try to do a stretch like that. All of a sudden you go, I can't. Well, it's not just the ligaments and tendons are too tight. It's also that you have so many inflammatory markers in your joints. Your joints simply are stoved up. You can't eat junk all day and expect results out of it.
Well, I started having problems with my left knee a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And that's completely cleared up after I started stretching and doing the calf raises. Then I started having problems with my fascia around my heel. And I started doing you go against the wall with like a 45-degree angle and then stretch your calves out. And I do that every day. And now I got my joints are perfect again. And it wasn't the fact that I wasn't taking the right supplements because I was. I wasn't stretching enough. That's why I said stretching. And you got to be really, really careful because I know people, they can't do it. I just do it by their foot.
No, they're half your age.
They're 30 years old. They can't do it.
Well, the thing is, what I've tried to explain, we talked about it on the show yesterday, and I was trying to explain it pretty clearly, and I hope I did a good job, with mitigating toxic exposure, and we're talking about food supply and the lack of mineral nutrient density and all these other toxic foods. Your body is pretty resilient. It's made in the image of God. It can detoxify itself really well with the proper nutrients.
It takes time.
And also, too, if you got it, and it sounds weird to say this because I've gotten a lot of emails on smoking lately, a lot. And I know how
there are people out there that are promoting nicotine for health. I'm not going to do that.
I covered that last night on Hagman's show, by the way. If you don't use tobacco products or nicotine products, don't start using them because they're telling you it's healthy.
It's not.
They did one clinical study, and they were showing that basically an increased movement and speed, it stimulates adrenaline. They were doing patch testing with nicotine, okay? First off, this is a completely closed trial where there's no aspects of any other inflammatory factors in the body. You weren't talking about basically coffee stimulation.
Reminds me of the wine study.
Exactly. And the study, if you look at it, was all based on trying to promote the new nicotine pouches. If you smoke cigarettes and you want to smoke, that's your deal. I talked to a customer yesterday. He goes, you know what, Austin? He's like, hey, super clean. I don't eat drink sodas. I don't eat processed food. Outside of exercise, I'm doing stuff all the time. He goes, I smoke and I'm not going to stop. And I said, fair enough. Fair enough. I'm not going to fuss with you about it. It's your choice. And he goes, but I'm trying to mitigate it. And I told him, I said, what you can't do is you can't go eat ultra-processed hydrogenated soybean oil all day, drink a 2 liter of Coke all day, drink a 12-pack of beer, smoke cigarettes all day, not sleep at all, and not take any supplements, and then wonder why you're unbelievably unhealthy and you're riddled with problems. If you do have a vice like that and it's something that you're not going to give up and you own it, do the best you can to mitigate it with antioxidant support and mitigate the oxidative stress. He was saying in detail about the NAC for smoking. And here's the article that comes up. You can bring it up. There's multiple references to this. It says NAC acts as an adjunct therapy that can support quitting smoking by regulating brain chemicals like glutamine and glutamate and dopamine. It is known to reduce cravings, decrease cigarette consumption, make smoking less rewarding, and ease withdrawal and depressive symptoms. It also says on here, NAC functions as an antioxidant and a mucolytic. It breaks down thick, sticky mucus in smokers' airways, reducing inflammation and easing chronic smokers' cough. And he flat out said the other day, he said, if I don't take my NAC, I start getting real bad cough. And it's interesting. I've never really done a ton of research on that. I told you guys before in the past, I used Copenhagen for years when I was in construction, smokeless tobacco, and I started having a lot of gum problems and teeth problems. And finally, I realized, what am I doing? What's it doing to me? And is that okay? And I decided, no, it wasn't okay. I don't want to do this anymore. And I quit cold turkey. It rough about 2-3 weeks. I mean, nicotine withdrawal symptoms aren't fun. That was it. Never touched it again. Never have since. But everybody's got their own thing that they have to handle. But NAC is a fantastic product to really help out with that, apparently. And it also, too, really reduces the problems that you have with the lungs and mucus and basically bronchitis with smoking. So, again, something else I learn every day. You guys teach me things. And I love my listeners when they teach me things that they work real world. This is why, guys. And I say this and I ask you this, because I don't ask much of anything from you. When you get good results from a product, please leave me a positive review. Please. I really appreciate that. That's like the only thing I ask from you guys. Well, I ask you one other thing. If you leave a review, don't leave me a review on how bad the post office is based on a product that's worked really good.
I got one more thing to ask him. Don't use a P.O. box for this next day air shipping. Please. We can't do it.
I can't. Well, what happens is, they don't contract as far as the guaranteed timeline. I can't get promised a timeline to get to a PO. If I could, I would.
And they're 2 to 3 times the price of next day or UPS.
And still, there's no guarantee. Nope. There's no guarantee. I mean, if I'm telling you 2 to 3 business days, which is my range on VIP Express, which most of the time you guys don't have it, it's faster. But I guarantee 2 to 3 business days, they will not give me a timeline.
2 to 3 business work days.
Right. That, obviously, it's not going to get delivered on Sunday. Because I'm not Amazon. I can't contract
or Saturday.
Well, sometimes Saturday depends.
But
UPS will? Oh, yeah. UPS will Saturday. It all depends what we have going on as far as the contract. In the area. See, some of you guys, and I like this, some of you guys live out in the middle of nowhere, which I'm jealous, honestly.
That's really kind of nice.
Nice. There's one customer we have, great customer, and he's out in Arizona.
He's like 40 miles down a dirt road.
There's only one UPS truck that goes out of this area one time a day. Next day air can't. UPS has told us, they said, we can't get next day air to him. They can't. By the time we get the box from Florida to Arizona, the truck's already gone the next day as far as out in this area. And I'm like, I'm kind of jealous. When you can't get UPS delivered next day air, you're out in the middle of nowhere.
What was the name of that place in Montana?
North Fork.
Oh my gosh.
It was cool up there.
I mean, you
cold,
go,
but
you,
it was.
You're going through a doggone dirt road to get there.
About 45 minutes.
And about every 25, 45 yards, there was a giant pothole. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Because of all the water running through.
Remember
up there.
The one guy, he said he went through ball joints every, what did he say, 30 or 40,000 miles on his F-250? New ball joints every 30, 40,000 miles. But when you got up there, though, it's full off-grid. So no, you have a generator, solar, water, propane. You got a full backup, everything. But everybody up there is just real chill.
Well, they're always trying to get their stupid solar systems to work. They're always broken.
Well, the problem is a lot of parts of Montana, it's so cloudy. Mm-hmm. See, Florida's nice. Well, kind of was.
I'm going to cover something very quickly. This is important.
What are you going to cover?
No, we're going to talk about pork for a second. And this is from the. And I need this article reposted on the new website because I can't find it on the old website. And it's called The Adverse Influence of Pork Consumption on Health by Professor Hans Reckwig. It was in the Biological Therapy Volume 1, Number 2, 1983. And it because pork is the number one cause of cancer globally. But it does one more thing. Now, ladies, listen to me real close, like, because this is something you're not going to like. Because some of you go, well, I'm going to eat my bacon. I don't care what you say, and I'm making it for my man. Okay, well, great. Well, you can ease him onto the grave a little quicker. I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. This is true, the episode. And it starts talking about what happens with this pork and where it goes. And he goes, they basically, the putrefaction and digestion process resulting in hydrogen sulfide, easily recognizable due to the pungent odor, comparative experiments and purification. And then what they said is Lettre, professor of pathology at Heidelberg, West Germany, conducted experiments of living cell therapy and has shown with radioactive labeled tissues, organs, and glands that the decomposition products of pork, of tissues being absorbed by the body, generally migrate to where they biologically belong. Now listen real close-like. This could be confirmed experimentally in patients who had eaten a great deal of bacon produced from the flesh of the pig's back. They typically show fatty folds at the back of the neck. I've seen this in women and in men. Big old thick necks, big old fatty folds, and they live on bacon. The same is true from the consumption of bacon derived from the pig's stomach area, as these patients now show thick bulges of fat. Some of them are skinny, by the way, in the stomach area because the fat from the pig's stomach is going to their stomach. Is that disgusting or what? People who eat ham, especially women, show irregular deformation in the buttock and hip areas without even realizing that ham was the cause. Guys, in other words, if you're going to eat a pig, a lot of it, you're going to look like a pig.
Just don't eat pork, guys. Here's the thing.
And yeah, I say that. People still do it, Austin.
No, here's the thing. I'm going to say this. I'm in that mood this morning. I slept for 2 days, working 16 hours, 15 hours a day, getting you guys your packages next day. I'm not telling you this. He's not telling you this because we're trying to be
mean,
rude. I'm not really like, I'm going to tell him not to eat pork so I can sit in my room and tonight laugh. I told him not to eat pork. Like I'm a little tiny hat person. I don't do that. I'm telling you guys this stuff because it's truth. It's truth. It's not healthy for you. And by the way, I just opened up the chat again. Sorry, I've been all over the place. STR Goddess said good morning. Good morning. And another customer, Chesman. Much love to you and Ted. Tom Jones II. I love the show Good Health, exposing Satan's evil deeds in high places. I ask God to bless this work. Thanks for posting on YouTube. We're back at it, man. You guys like the stuff on YouTube, subscribe it. As much as I dislike it, it's the biggest podcast platform in the entire world. Love it, hate it, I can complain.
Well, if they'll leave us alone, we'll have 2 to 3 million live listeners within 2 years.
Yeah, which I don't
and
know.
That'll be generically growing.
That will be if they don't dethrottle.
That's exactly
That's
right.
That's the only factor on it. So, again.
Can't find the show on YouTube again.
I bring this stuff to you because I know it to be true in majority of all cases. I'm not going to say it if I don't believe it. And I'm trying to give you guys life as far as ideas of growing and being healthy. We're not coming over here saying don't eat pork because we're trying to be mean. That concept's eluded me sometimes.
Yeah, now, let me stop.
I've seen it with you a lot.
No.
But you've talked to people and they get so
angry,
mad, and you're like, "Well, Red 40 has been directly linked to hyperactivity in young children and ADHD symptoms." I don't care. I'm gonna get my kids anyways. Whoa. Okay, I'm not telling you that because I got some kind of hidden agenda where I'm gonna make money if you don't have Red 40. I'm telling you, it's directly linked to hyperactivity and ADHD symptoms in children. It's a petroleum byproduct. I told that to somebody one time. They're like, it doesn't affect my kids. As their children are crawling across the wall. Yeah.
Wait. That sounds kind of demonic.
Well, no, it was weird. I mean, their kids were out of control. I'm not joking. I'm not picking on them. I don't hang out with them anymore. Their kids are out of control. No discipline. Would not listen. Nothing. And they're literally acting like buffoons. They're like, Red 40 doesn't affect my kids. It doesn't do that. I don't believe you. Okay. Don't believe me.
Here's the thing. If I said to you, if you eat certain foods, you're going to die. Okay? And I say, if you eat other foods, you're going to live and be healthy. And then I say to you, if you do what I'm telling you to do, you're going to live, be great, and be blessed. If you don't, you're going to be cursed. And you're going to die of these long, lingering diseases, including cancer.
I think somebody said that one.
Oh, that's right. That's in the book of Leviticus, isn't it? Yeah. And Deuteronomy. God said, hey, look, here's the deal. I created you. And I'm paraphrasing this, so don't fuss at me because I'm paraphrasing without reading it. I created you. I know what's better for you, and I know what's bad for you. And he says, certain things are going to kill you. And if you do these things, if you don't listen to me, you're going to die and have all these horrible diseases. Or you can choose death. You can do that. That's fine. Whatever you want to do, freedom of will. Or you can choose life. And live long and be prosperous. So I'm going to give you the cliff notes on this. And here's the thing. Choose life. He says this, paraphrased. And you go, oh, I'm not listening to God. What does God know? He's omniscient. He knows everything. So if he's giving you a warning about pork, I had a friend of mine, and I've known him for years. I love the brother. He's a great guy. Well, I like my bacon. I'm going to eat it no matter what you say. And I'm like, it's not what I said. It's what God said. You can listen to me or not. It doesn't make a difference to me. You can't break the principles in God's word. Had another friend. This is a long time ago. He's 19 years old. And we had a business up in DeLand, and he was going up there with us to move some equipment around. And I had another guy with us. There were three of us in the pickup truck, and I was on WCIE all the time. And he said, basically, I heard you talk on WCIE the other day. It's the funniest thing I ever heard. You should not eat pork. It's my favorite meat. And I looked at him. I said, dude, I don't care if you think it's funny or not. It's what God said. I had nothing to do with this. And he says, word of God says this. And he goes, well, I'll eat pork if I won't eat pork. I don't care. It doesn't make a difference for me. I know. This guy's overweight, about 50 pounds. I said, dude, I don't care what you do. You know, if you want to choose that, it's like Deuteronomy says, choose life, choose death. You pick what you want. I don't care. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm stuck in a truck with you for 2 hours. About 6 months later, I call up my buddy, and he said he wasn't there, and the secretary wasn't there. I said, where she was? Well, she said, a funeral. I said, what happened? He goes, well, she was out mowing the yard with her husband, 19 years old, last couple days ago, and it was hot. He asked her for a glass of water. She came outside, and he was curled up by the front door in a fetal position, dead, massive heart attack. Come on, Ted, you can't make this stuff. I don't make any of it up. I went to the funeral, standing room only. His entire senior classroom the year before was there, dead. He blasphemed. I don't care what God said, blah, blah, blah. How'd that work out for him? When you start saying things and you start ridiculing, especially the word of God, it has a tendency to come back on you. Have all kinds of health problems. I got thyroid problems. I got heart problems now. I got this problem now. How's that pork working out for you? I can't. As I also said, we're not trying to be mean here. We're not dangling you over hell on a string, saying, if you eat pork, we're going to drop you hell.
Scavengers. Listed as far as with animal system, what's classified as scavengers. Scavengers are opportunistic animals that basically scavenged, ate everything. Are pigs classified as scavengers? Yes, pigs are biologically classified, highly opportunistic scavengers by nature. Do pigs eat their own poop? Yes, sometimes pigs eat their own poop because of chorography. It is not their preferred diet, but they will usually resort to it. Do pigs eat rotten dead animals? Yes, pigs are natural omnivores and scavengers. They will eat dead animals, including rotting ones.
They'll eat the cancerous tumor boils off another pig.
Here's the thing, guys. And there, people say, well, I'm eating, you know, farm-raised pigs. They're clean.
No, they're not.
I'm not even going to go there right now. I got too
many articles. Anyways, oh, by the way, give me this camera, Rich. My deepest condolences to the people in Venezuela right now. They're talking 100,000 dead. They're projecting from earthquakes.
Horrible.
Now, I'm going to say something to you. And you can go ahead and fuss at me all you want. We have earthquake technology. We've had it for decades. We can produce earthquakes.
We're not making any claims.
Okay.
But
and
this
I will
crazy.
Say the people in Venezuela were very upset with Donald Trump because they were not having this prosperity they were promised.
They were not.
They were angry about what happened because it's just as bad as it was 6 months ago and down there. And suddenly they're down there raising Cain. And suddenly, guess what? Now they got 100,000 dead.
It was 7.5.
Two of them, back to back.
Monster earthquake.
We have the ability to produce earthquakes. We have that technology. Usually it's about the 12,000-foot depth mark. And if you don't believe me, I can do a whole show on it. I've done entire shows on it. I give you the technology and how it works through scalar energy fields. We have the technology to do that. So did we produce an earthquake that did this to Venezuela? I have absolutely no idea, nor am I saying that, nor am I making that claim. I'm saying from the bottom of my heart, my deepest condolences to the people and the families who have died down there.
It's a mess.
What a mess.
Yes.
But again, remember, if they can level certain parts of Venezuela, State Street, BlackRock, and Vanguard can come in and rebuild it all.
With 5G infrastructure.
With 5G infrastructure. Let's talk about what happened in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Or what happened in California.
The Oprah's blue roof. All the super high-end mega million-dollar yachts, mansions that were right on the water. The fires just happened to go right around them and burn down all the other people's houses. Funny how that worked. Look up directed energy weapons. Look up Sheriff down in Hawaii. You want something crazy?
Read this book. It's free PDF online.
The same sheriff that was in position of power during the Las Vegas shootings.
This is just on Sheriff Israel.
No, the shootings in Las Vegas.
Okay.
The same sheriff that was in position of power in Las Vegas during the Mandalay Bay shooting that was, I can tell you, I went there 2 weeks after it happened. I can tell you all kinds of stories off air on that. Was the same sheriff that transferred after Vegas to Hawaii that was in the position of power right when the fire suddenly started. Interesting. I'll leave it at that. I'm not trying to go down a rabbit hole today.
Oh, by the way, the DOJ has announced 455 defendants charging a $6.5 billion health care crackdown.
Yeah, we're just talking about that.
It never ends. It never, ever, have false claims against the government-based funded health care programs. The cases are part of the department's annual national health care fraud trackdown. Acting Attorney General Bob Blanch told the news conference at Justice Department headquarters that the operation uncovered the second largest dollar amount ever charged in a single health care fraud endorsement. Billions and billions of dollars. Among the cases highlighted by the federal officials was an alleged fraudulent EKG testing scheme connected to the death of University Mobile basketball player Caden Francis. According to the officials, Francis' EKG was allegedly reviewed incorrectly. Authorities said the test was examined in 11 seconds, despite indications the heart was significantly enlarged. Francis later collapsed during a team workout in 2024. "The doctor is as bad as any greedy criminal who is killing people on the streets," is the quote. "I hope he rots in jail so no one else is hurt. My son will never come back to me. That's the real human cost that we are speaking of on this stage," she said, the mother. So, you know, it's amazing to me how much Medicare and Medicaid and all that kind of fraud is out there right now in the middle of the government.
It's insane.
I mean, billions.
I know a doctor, great guy, customer, great friend, listener out in Missouri, and he works in basically the healthcare department, also in the nursing home, and he said the level of fraud is insane. He said the biggest fraudsters are BlackRock. What they do is they come in, they buy up these nursing homes.
Wow.
They run the debt through the roof, basically rack up all this debt, take all the equity, all the money, all the profit out of the business, package it up in a nice little bow tie, and then sell it off to some other poor soul that buys it and eventually just goes to bankruptcy. Remember, this is what these bankers do, especially the ones that wear, you know, the little saucer caps, is that they can't produce anything. I've learned this from business. You guys get mad at me all you want. I'm just telling you my personal opinion from direct business relations. They can't produce or manufacture anything. All they can do is take other companies, manipulate, twist them, and then rip people off in most cases. They don't ever manufacture something. They don't build something from the ground up. They never start something with, you know, a little bit of seed money and build it and let it grow. They buy things or steal things from other people, manipulate, twist them, then make manipulatory money off of them. It's why they call it money magic. It's why the interest rates are still so stinking high on vehicles. But yet, the Fed's rates are, what, 3% now? 3.5%, whatever they are now? But yet, I talked to somebody the other day, 800 Beacon score, they still offer like a 9.5% interest rate on them. Why? Because it's greed. It's the avarice. They love making money off nothing, and that's how they've always done it. Now, before I was about to run the clock down, don't get me into the banking cartel. This is a really good article. It says whey protein after weight loss, new research on preserving lean muscle mass. It's a really good article that Harrison wrote for me, and it goes into detail how it's often about celebrating on the scale, which people talk about. We talk about maintaining weight. It said, but new research makes it very clear that weight loss alone is not the overall goal. A person can lose pounds and still lose not much fat, but fat-free mass. Meaning muscle tissue and other large, basically parts of the organs, basically parts of the muscle tissue that need to maintain lean tissue. The distinction matters because muscle is metabolically active tissue, supports strength, maintains daily function, and plays a role in long-term body composition. June 23, 2026, this is a research study that just came out. I mean, just dropped. Researchers published a systematic review and meta-analysis on whey protein after bariatric surgery that explained that modern obesity management is no longer just about reducing body weight, but improving body composition by reducing fat mass while preserving lean muscle mass. He's talked about this for years. But this research now is directly correlating the two together, and it talks about how essentially whey protein as a supplementation, pre-workout, post-workout, morning time, fast digesting, very easily assimilating whey, which we use for the New Zealand whey, is one of the best things you can do to maintain lean muscle tissue in conjunction with a high-protein, healthy diet. It says whey protein matters after major weight loss. The study reviewed whey protein in people who had undergone bariatric surgery, which was the most effective but extreme intervention for severe obesity. It can produce major weight loss and improve obesity-related conditions, but the researchers emphasize that post-operative nutrition is critical because many patients already have nutritional and metabolic imbalances, and simply losing weight quickly can reduce fat, but it can create massive risk of losing muscle and other fat-free tissue.
And hair.
And hair. And collagen. That's a huge one. Nobody wants to address the need for a large amount of collagen if you go through one of these surgeries. Your body has to be able to maintain tissue, maintain skin elasticity.
And remember, when you take part of that intestinal tract out, it stops the absorption process of the part you take
That's
out.
That's exactly right. And you've got to make sure not only, and it says the whey protein is very digestible proteins. That's what it says here. As far as you have an issue sometimes digesting protein. So you lose weight, but you also lose an enormous amount of muscle tissue, and you start having deficiencies. That's why the ultimate multiple capsule or powder are crucial for everybody, especially if you've ever lost a large amount of weight with one of these surgeries, or you're getting your body back into homeostasis where you're getting it functioning properly.
You know, it makes me mad. I had a friend of mine. She did this. She weighed 170 pounds and she wouldn't have bariatric surgery and have her stomach size reduced. And they told her she couldn't do it 175 pounds. She had to be at least 230 pounds. She gained 50 more pounds. Now, I don't know why she would do that.
The doctors told her.
No,
the fact that a doctor would tell her she needs to do that.
Well, then what
insane.
She did is she stretched her skin out unbelievably at 230.
Well, yeah.
They went into the bariatric surgery, and they didn't bother to tell her that now her stomach was a third of the size that it was. She could hardly eat anything. She started immediately having hair loss, muscle loss, health problems, skin wrinkling, collagen loss, all of it. And we got her on the powdered multiple, and she called me up after like 20 minutes. She goes, "What the heck's in that product?" So I felt that within 20 minutes, and I said, "That is the product." And I told her, and she had to have extensions put in because she was losing all of her hair. Now, the question is this. She blamed the weight gain on her husband. Don't do that. Stop. Stop it. Both of you, men, females, don't blame your weight gain on your spouse. "Well, that's what she cooked." Okay, don't eat it. What do you mean don't eat it? Why don't you go to the stove, get a pan out, put a little bit of butter in it.
Cook some eggs.
And cook some eggs. And not eat the bacon and say, "I'm just going to have some eggs real quick." It takes like 3 minutes. "What do you mean I got to cook my own eggs?" Okay, do you want to drop the 100 pounds or you just want to keep gaining more weight? What's your goal weight?
There you go.
You're at 250 now. Is your goal 350? Well, let's do 450. I'm going for 500. Let's see how big we can get. Why do you do that to yourself? What do you think is going to happen to your joints and your arteries and your health and your brain and your circulation when you do that? And then all of a sudden that fat becomes its own organ and it starts producing massive amounts of estrogen.
Exactly right.
Well, now you start acting like a little, meow boy.
Remember men, testosterone, estrogen antagonistic. Oh, yeah. Estrogen goes up, testosterone will go down. This is why I always tell everybody, if you're running high dose of the Testo Plus, Tribulus, Tongat Alley, all three of those are amazing products for increasing testosterone production. You've got to make sure you're running the DIM estrogen control. That's a really good staple product. The DIM is a natural estrogen metabolizer. It helps keep estrogen levels in a range that's healthy for men. Usually with the DIM, I take 4 a day. Usually with the Tribulus, I'll take 3 a day, sometimes 6 a day. I've taken 9 a day. I don't recommend that, though. You do get rather aggressive on that dosage. But
that's what happened.
But don't tell anybody. Be aware that you've got to maintain healthy estrogen levels, too. And the Testo Plus, by the way, I found out in the past, also females can take that product as well if they're having really, really low levels of testosterone and they want to get them up naturally without going on.
To about a 25, that's about
right.
It.
Right, but with a female with natural supplements, it'll get it within range. A lot of times, females want to go on testosterone replacement therapy nowadays. It's a very common thing.
Makes them really aggressive most times.
Well, and it kind of a lot of other health issues if the dosages are not monitored. It can cause deepening the voice. It can cause facial hair. A whole lot of other issues that can get real weird. And so that's something I don't really recommend for women. But the Testo Plus, I found out repeatedly that can be used with females with great results. So if you try it, give me some feedback on that. Leave me a review or send me an email. I love getting feedback from the customers on here. But this article Harrison wrote was great in discussing how whey protein help preserve fat-free mass, because you've got to eat protein while you're losing weight. If you're trying to get in the scale from 220 to 180, you can't just starve yourself if you're a guy or a girl.
Don't get the sludge whey. If you're going to get New Zealand whey.
Sludge whey.
No. By the way, head of Microsoft rages at his fellow CEOs for admitting what they're actually doing to society with AI. Listen to this.
There you go.
After cementing himself as leader of the top AI companies in the world, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella has some biting criticism for his rival tech. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, he raised that tech companies have little to honest on how they spend the trillion-dollar AI race, and they've dragged the whole world into an AI bubble. You can't say, hey, all white-collar jobs are gone, and this could even be a weapon, and we'll use all the power that we need to build data centers. Nutella explained, referencing certain tech executives who bragged about AI's ability to automate office work, Microsoft's own AI CEO Mustafa Sulama, is worth noting, very recently claimed that AI was on the verge of performing almost every single professional task. And he's mad that they're doing this and destroying the entire economies of the world by running up the AI and building the data centers to make sure they can implement this. This has nothing to do with advancing technology on the planet. It has everything to do with monitoring your every movement, exactly, your every thought, your every want, your every desire, and supplying it to you through marketing. This is Edward Bernays on steroids. That's 1,000 times steroids. It's a nightmare what they're doing with this stuff. Soon you'll be walking through the mall, and they're going to project into your mind, hey, look, you looked at this, you know, Timex watch the other day.
Facial recognition. They already do with facial recognition. They already have the technology they've implemented on phones. They just have to put it on a large scale. It's exactly what they're going to do.
They already do it at the airports.
Well,
they,
yeah.
They do facial recognition to get on a plane.
That's why I tell everybody, put a stinking piece of tape over your selfie camera. Why, if you're a grown man, do you need to have your selfie camera on? You don't. Put a tape over it. You'll be shocked. You turn the permissions off on all your apps. You put a selfie, you put tape over a selfie camera. You'll be shocked how you get no more ads anymore. Why? Because they can't figure out if you like them or not. They can't monitor you like you're a stinking lab rat. Look at you. Ooh, look. I love my little hat. I love monitoring the little goyim. I just want to go in and monitor what they do.
You know what it reminds me of?
It's sick. It's sick what they do.
Remember that movie Cowboys and Aliens?
Yes. Great movie. Wild movie.
Remember, they've got him on that table, and the guy's basically doing an autopsy while he's alive.
Yeah.
Remember?
You get that plasma gun on his wrist.
Yeah, and what's the crazy part about it is that reminds me what these entities do that run the planet. They don't care about you.
No.
They just do a live autopsy on you. They don't care what they do to you. They don't care if they give you all this poison. They're going to try to see what's going to happen to you so they can change your DNA.
These guys know. They know what glyphosate does to the digestive tract in humans and
animals. Stops the absorption of
nutrients. They've studied it for decades, yet it's becoming the most prevalent herbicide known to man in the United States on food for usage, for consumption. There's a reason why, guys. It wasn't to just stop weeds from growing. You know, it's crazy, right? It's this crazy concept. We've grown food, for thousands of years without glyphosate.
Thousands of years.
We've managed to figure it out without using pharmaceutical, essentially, based herbicides that completely wreck your digestive tract. It's funny. It's almost like they know it does that to the body, and that's why they're putting it in the food supply. It's almost like they know it. I'm on one.
Well, okay, by the way, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus all the days of your life, because the power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. There he goes again, talking about Jesus. Yeah, I'm always going to talk about Jesus. I love Jesus. My heart beats for the great I am. You know, people always ask me the question, you know, how does the triune Godhead work? So I'm going to make it easy for you. Take a cup of coffee, pour a little cream in it, put a little bit of sugar in it, stir it around. That's kind of like the triune Godhead works. It's all blended together. It's a homogenous mixture. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I love you guys, and I appreciate you. And God loves you. Jesus loves you. And the truth of the matter is that we're only here for a little while anyhow, and then we get to be with God for all of eternity. So why don't we prepare for that while we're here and realize who he is and who he said he was. He's the Son of the Most High God, and he died for you, and his blood continually restores your DNA through scalar energy fields. That's what he's here for. That's why he came for, to get you out of this mess that we're in on this planet. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ, because we have victory in him. Always remember that. Remember, I love you. We pray for you, and thank you for supporting Health Masters. And don't send your next day air order to a P.O. box.
Everybody should get that one.
I love you guys.
God, I wasn't on YouTube much today. I looked at some stuff on it. Thank you for the comments. I'll be as active as I can with it. A lot of times I'm trying to get stuff done on here. I'm doing other things as well. You guys voted it at one, the Ultimate Multiple Capsules on sale product of the week.
It always wins.
It always wins. That or the powder every time it pops up. So thank you for the support, guys. Thank you for getting active with us. Thank you for the reviews, the YouTube. You guys are making it fun for us, and you're making it, at least I know we're actually making a difference if people are listening. I'm just talking to myself. I talk enough to him all the time. I don't have to do it on live air for an hour. So thank you for the response, guys.
Carl was over here working in my now defunct, unbelievably nightmarish solar system. It works about half the time. He was working on it. He said, yeah, I heard y'all's show coming over today. He goes, you guys are getting really funny. I said, well, thanks.
I'm trying to be.
We're trying to make this light.
We're trying to make it light. But you guys have a great evening. I appreciate you guys. Hope you've enjoyed this week. VIP ship. free express VIP shipping anywhere in the United States, 48 states, no P.O. boxes.
$200
for free, $199. Yeah. Have a great evening, my friends. Talk to you tomorrow.
Love you guys.